Shadowplay, written by Inisi and read by Wilfriede 0815. Gads hadn't known anything was missing from his life until he joined the Band of the Hawk, where every battle was a victory, and every plan a masterstroke, and where the campfire warmed you through to your very soul. His bond with Griffith, in particular. He'd never imagined he could feel so close to another person. He genuinely got a bit lightheaded when he thought of all the insane things he let his friends drag him into. Water fights, drinking contests, arm wrestling. The latest one was shadow puppets. They made them on the canvas of Griffith's tent, using just their hands and an oil lamp. "Is it a dog?" Guts had his hands clasped, with the thumbs sticking out and the index fingers curved, like he was cocking a crossbow. "Right," he said. "You go." Griffith hooked his thumbs together and splayed his hands with the fingers drawn tight. "A bird," Guts guessed. "A hawk." "Correct." Guts took over, making a chopping gesture with his right hand and letting the fingers of his left protrude from its side to create a jutting chin and a vaguely crooked nose.
A witch?"
"It's actually Corcus," Guts grinned. In his turn, Griffith hooked his thumbs together and splayed his hands again. The resulting shadow was similar to the hawk from earlier, but also different in a way that Guts couldn't pinpoint. It made the hair stand up on the back of his neck.
"Another bird?" he ventured.
Griffith shook his head. "An angel."
"Looks creepy."
At that moment, Guts happened to glance at his friend, and flinched when he saw the bear that had wrenched one eye open and was glaring at him.
"Your turn," said Griffith blithely.
Guts would have liked to keep making cute little fairies and kittens and shit, but it felt like they were past that point. He turned up his palms and crossed his wrists so that his thumbs were parallel, and let his fingers fall open at the same time. Noting that his friend had lapsed into a moody silence, Guts gave away the answer.
"It's a monster."
"Oh." Distantly, Griffith said, "I thought it was something else." Guts frowned at his own creation, trying to read another meaning into the bulging eyes, the sloping shoulders, the grasping claws.
"What did you think it was?"
Griffith mumbled something that sounded like, "Love." The flame of the oil lamp jumped and guttered.
"Love? Huh?"
That was a word Guts hadn't heard since Shisu died, but something in the way Griffith said it made him wonder.
"Did it happen to you too? Did he pin you down? Did he call it something other than what it was?"
Guts kept projecting the monster on the canvas until his arm muscles began to ache. He'd been waiting for Griffith to take his turn, but when he finally looked at him, he noticed that his eyes were closed. At some point, he must have fallen asleep. The Behelit, on the other hand, was wide awake, staring at Guts with an air of accusation. Guts got up slowly, trying not to disturb his friend. Outside the tent, the air was brisk and redolent of that night's dinner, smoked squirrel. Guts hadn't taken two steps when he caught movement from the corner of his left eye. When he looked that way, there was only darkness. In a flash, the movement shifted to his right. Guts whipped his head in that direction, but again, there was no one. There was nothing. Darkness layered upon darkness. It boiled and swarmed like God's own shadow puppet. Maybe Guts was still rattled by Griffith's creepy necklace, because he fancied he heard a slithering all around him, and something akin to human speech.
"You speak of love, O Prince."
It was not one voice, but several, piled one on top of the other and tangled together in a hateful, writhing mass, like a rat king.
"Love, O Prince."
Guts was shivering from head to toe. An eye opened in the darkness and looked straight at him, blue and cold and alien like the Behelits.
"There's worse to come, much worse to come,"
the entity sang.
"Guts," he heard Griffith call out from inside the tent. "Are you still there?"
"I'm here,"
Guts replied. And then, for some reason, he felt the need to reassure.
"I haven't left. I'm not leaving."
At the edge of his vision, God's shadow puppet was moving again, see it expand and contract, now bigger, now smaller, now bloated, now tight, like a stomach convulsing in laughter. The end.